Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, it's official. The Steelers will be playing a home game in Dublin this year. And from what I've been told, it's going to be the last week of September, but that has not been officially released. And what Pony was told was that it's either going to be the Seahawks, the Packers, or the Vikings in that game. Okay. I don't really know what the connection is between like Wisconsin and Ireland, but I know that the Wisconsin Badgers are going to play out there against Pitt, aren't they?
Yeah, the following year. Like,
so,
what, next year?
Maybe there's something there. Maybe there's a reason why it's Wisconsin. I don't know. I know we have a fairly sizable Irish-American population around
there
here.
There is a connection, though.
There's got to be something.
There is.
Thing if it was Idaho, you know, the potatoes, everyone gets along. But Wisconsin's got the cheese curds. And alcoholism, I think, is their other export. Wisconsin.
Yeah, it was Idaho, potatoes.
Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. So we put out a Twitter poll. Steelers season ticket holders, do you like the team playing a home game in Ireland? And so far, 63% of people are saying no. I get that. Like, if I'm Donnie Football and I've got Steelers season tickets and I know that 9 Sundays or Monday nights or Thursday nights, I know what I'm doing. It's what I love to do. It's why I bought the tickets in the first place. And the 1 year that you have the 9 games at home, you're going to have to miss one. Yeah. Like, you miss out on an extra game. And it's not like it's going to be super affordable. So I get that. It's only interesting for people who can go.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even interesting for the players either. Like, I bet you if you gave them Truth Serum, I mean, they would protect the brand, obviously. But, like, it's an inconvenience. You got to fly. There's time change. It's not like you can really, like, go out and enjoy your time. You're going to be practicing every day. You'll go out maybe one day, but like...
It's just another game.
It's another game, but like, you're doing all this just to play a game, and then the field is going to be messed up probably.
Because of the soccer.
Yeah. Like, usually, whenever we watch those games, the fields are always trash.
Yeah.
So you got to worry about that. It's an inconvenience, I mean, for a player.
Where they open the season this year, Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
And it was a total disaster. that field. You would hope that they would learn from the mistakes, but there really is only so much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the NFL gets their people in there to work with the field as much as possible. I'm sure that's written into the bylaws or something, but you can only do so much. I mean, I'm going to go, so I'm going to like it. But if you're somebody who's going to watch it on TV and you have season tickets, you're probably annoyed, and mm-hmm. it's not going to do anything. Even if you don't have season tickets, is it going to move the needle for you if you are a Steelers fan who would just be watching the game on TV?
No.
No.
Wait, what would it do?
Not to mention, you do sacrifice some home field advantage. Now, there's going to be a ton of Steelers fans there, but it's not going to be 68,000 Steelers fans. That's not the way it's going to work, especially not if it's one of these awesome fan bases. Maybe Seattle, you would have a sizable advantage.
If it's the Packers.
But if it's the Packers, you're going 50-50. If it's the Vikings, you're going 50-50. Texter, why can't American football just be our game? Well, that's the other angle to this. Like, I understand what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL isn't stupid. Obviously, they know how to make money. Are any fans being converted by this? Like, are there now people in Brazil that did not like the NFL who go to the game in Sao Paulo and then all of a sudden now they're massive NFL fans? I don't know the answer to that. Like, if they play in Mexico City, are there a bunch of people who wind up becoming Steelers fans? I know there is a huge Steelers fan base down there. Are they converting people?
No, I don't think so. I feel like what percentage of people it's like, oh, this is the first game I've ever watched in my life. Let's go to a game. Let's get tickets. And you're in a different country. Like, I would think that most people that would buy tickets to go to those games that are from those countries have watched football and like football.
Yeah, the people who are going
right.
aren't going to spend whatever it costs, and I'm sure it's going to be fairly expensive just to witness their first game. I would guess that, yeah, that's probably few and far between.
Well, maybe first game in person, but like to watch. Like, I'm saying, like, to become a fan. Like, oh, I'm going to go to actually watch football for the first time.
Right.
Bet you it's a very small percentage of people.
Yeah, because you really will want to have to go to pay the money that it's going to cost to actually go to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are there now a bunch of... They played a game in Germany this year. Are there a bunch of... I forget who played. Jacksonville Jag fans. Just take an educated guess there. That are running around in Germany? Probably not.
Yeah, wasn't it with Carolina and the Giants, maybe? Was that the game?
It's always the bad teams.
Right.
So this will be kind of a departure from that. Seattle mid. Steelers mid-ish. But the Packers and Vikings, very good.
Steelers connection to Ireland, I think.
And that makes sense that it would be the Steelers. I always kind of thought it would be New England, too, because there's such a large Irish population in the New England region.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really care who they play. I'm going to go.
Nice.
And I'm going to drink a lot of Guinness, and you have to come with me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.